I love it. I love it. I love that sound. I love it. It is so identical. It's something, when you listen to it, you know. You know, if you're doubting, you know how you tune to a radio station, you say, what station is this? Nah, not on Nigeria Info. Now, the moment you listen to that sound of music, you know what station it is. You know what time it is. And then you know it's a time for another exciting moment on your radio dial. Well, welcome. It's 11 past out of 10. And we are delighted to welcome you to another episode of What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
It's Friday today, and that means today is the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk, and that will be coming up from 11 o'clock till 12. Today is the third day of December. You see, it's already the third day. Somebody said December is running really fast.
Absolutely.
It is, and that means the year also is running really fast. Mm-hmm. But how are you, though? We're hoping that you are great and you woke up on the bright side. And yes, it's the weekend already. Shout out to all of us and all of you listening. You survive yet another week in a pandemic.
That's right.
Right. I want to sound like you.
I mean, that sounded good. And that's a fact. That's a statement of fact. Yeah. We get to forget the fact that we are in trying times. Sometimes we get carried away with activities and do not spend time to appreciate life and the journey or the growth or the progress. And one of them, one of the easiest way to remind you of the need to be appreciative of where you are is the fact that we tell you that you have survived yet another week in the pandemic.
That's right. Good
morning. It's a big deal, man.
It's a big deal indeed. Good morning, Lagos. And yes, What's Up Lagos is live with the Techers. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. We have our regulars lined up for the show today already, and cannot wait to get into that. You know that the first hour has got you covered on the feel of Lagos.
That's right. The feel of Lagos is basically you giving us a situation report of what's happening on the streets of Lagos around you, your neighborhood, and also how you are faring. Do you want to vent about something? You want to tell us how your week has been? Or there's something particular you want us to be aware of? Feel free to do that on this hour of the show.
Most importantly, do not forget to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Yes, that's the madness we bring on radio. And that madness is necessary for your survival. Trust me. It's necessary for your health. It's that kind of madness that puts you in the right frame of mind. Mm. Think about that. Madness that puts you in the right frame of mind. That's some virtual contradiction, but at the same time, it is a statement of fact. Because you get excited about life. You let out all the negative energy by screaming, "What's up, Lagos?" And I'm still waiting for someone who will be on Third Mainland Bridge, you know.
Yay.
I'm not saying, why is it that whenever I mention Third Mainland Bridge, it's jumping that comes to mind. You know, you're on your Third Mainland Bridge, you're going down, no cars are passing, you're just you. Maybe on Sunday, stay there and look at the water and say, "What's up, Lagos?" Or you go to one of those skyscrapers or the buildings that we have here on the island here. Stay right at the very top and stretch, you know.
Wait, be far away from the rim, okay?
No, just, don't be just far away. Stay close
now. Be far away from the rim.
I'm the one. I should be the one to tell you not to wound yourself, Abby.
Please be far away from the room when you're doing that, or if at all you choose to do that.
No, go close now.
Do not go close.
I'm the one that caused it. All I told you to do is be safe where you are, but make sure you're screaming from a high point of view. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, let's get to hear from you. Scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Let us know. Let us know how you're doing, your neighborhood. Tell us what's happening in your lungu. It's a Friday. Usually the roads are very, 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 very busy on Friday.
So
let's also know what the roads are looking like this morning. Mm-hmm. And we also have our lighthearted, fun-filled episode of the Family Talk coming up at 11 o'clock. And do not forget that 10:45, we've got something for you.
That's right. That's the Kuda Game Show. We'll be coming out from 10:45. And that part is brought to you by Kuda Microfinance Bank. I'm sure that you wouldn't wait, right, to be a part of that as well.
Yep.
And also remember, we're still giving out, we're still, of course, dishing 25 Christmas songs.
Yep.
Right? And today's the third day. Yep. And we have yet another Christmas song we're going to play. You know, songs have a way of making you, putting you in the mood, right? Reminding you of the season. It either makes you happy or makes you sad or makes you excited. And we're hoping that, you know, playing all of these Christmas songs get to remind you of the season we're in right now. Love you like I love no other. I said true. Baby, drop the instrumental. I see for it's good to be out. When the ladies and the men all around, all they need is all righty, welcome back. 18 minutes past 10 is still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And of course, today's Friday. It's a fun-filled Friday edition of What's Up Lagos in general. So yeah, it's light-hearted today. No serious and heavy talk. But hey, if you want to give us a situation report, you can do that right now. Also, you want to tell us how you are doing. Are you happy or not? Are you excited or not? Do you want to vent about something? Did somebody punch your eye? I don't know why I keep saying that. But hey, do feel free to hit us up and tell us what's going on around your area. 01-465-7190 and 0700-993-993-993. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805. It's 0809-597-5805.
Okay, on WhatsApp, this person is really angry. I don't know, but I mean, let me read his message. He says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Techers. I'm very, very angry this morning. I was really stressed yesterday, hoping to get home and sleep well. My neighbor no gree me sleep with the noise of their night vigil inside house. I'm having headaches now." Wait, I don't get night. Oh God, okay. I'm trying to take my mind off the gutters. But hey, what vigil? Is it like they were praying and singing and praising God? Or, you know, vigil like, I mean, you know what I mean. Anyway, but sorry about that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of noise pollution around Lagos. And people do not even get to know that in some climes, you could go to jail for that. You know, people can make noise anyhow without permission. Just, you know. And then also the way some houses are, you cannot but hear what's happening.
What's going
next.
On the neck.
And if you shout, how many people do you want to shout to? And then there are neighbors that decide that, you know, at night they're playing heavy music or they're watching a movie and you hear your dream. You know, there are situations like that. Yeah. And houses are not built in such a way that, not every house is built in such a way that there's proper padding. Soundproof, as it were.
Now, what I'm going to say, I just hope that I don't get caught for this one. So, I remember when I was living alone, I think somewhere in when I was still in Ibadan. So, the apartment is a flat, like the BQ of the main building.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a two-bedroom flat, but the way the house is built, we had to share each. It was okay. We took the whole flat, but we had to share the rooms.
Yeah.
Right. So I remember that my neighbor had a visitor, right?
Okay.
And the visitor came in and they were having a good time, right? Just like, you know.
Yeah.
A vigil at night.
Yeah.
And I could not sleep because I had to put my pillow in my ears so that I don't hear, you know, some of the prayers and the scream and the, you know.
Yeah, that could be tormenting,
it
I know.
It is tormenting.
I know it could be. And sometimes you just appreciate nature and just let it be. It's a natural course, right?
I had to put the pillow in my ears. I had to look for, you know, my earpiece, you know, play a song to distract myself from listening to that. But, you know, I don't know why.
That's the best thing to do. Just play your earpiece and let it go, because it's quite frustrating.
Something
like that happened to me when I was pretty young, you know, still very, very, very kid. And it was one of our uncle. And I mean, he was just, you know, tearing everywhere regularly. And I'm like, you know, I will now be wounding ourselves on the other side of here and be like, yo, what's
going on here? You guys, take it easy, man.
We'll be angry. We'll just hate the bros. The following morning, we'll just hate him for no reason. The bros don't understand. We have to, like, I remember, oh, man, we did some really crazy stuff as kids, you know? we did crazy stuff. A friend of mine, I mean, is we're all grown up now, fathers now, but we were really naughty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, his name is Norbert. Norbert, that's his name. We're really naughty. Because of that tormenting of that, we destroy this boy, these brass clots, we destroy many of them. We would also use something, you know, paints that would destroy the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
The brass, a cook, if he carries on. Very bad, bad habit. God forgive me, you know. I was a child. So, but we're just angry. We're angry. God, what did they really do to you?
And you can't even disturb them or knock at the door or say, take it easy or something, or what is going on?
We did not know what was going on. We thought there was a fight or perhaps,
wow,
you know. Because, I mean, if someone is crying, it's a... well, it's morning radio. I don't know if you were kids and your kids are asking you, what are they talking about? That's your problem. Now you know what you explain to them. But what we're talking about is about you. What's happening to you right now? And where are you? How are the roads? How do you feel this morning? No need to comment on our gist now, because I know some people, that's where their head will be sweet to talk about. Because I don't trust that you can safely talk about that just the way we've done. Well, 0700-993-993-993.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Jojo.
Hi, Jojo. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hi, welcome.
This is what did you do to Lagos State government now?
Hey.
That trash is not here. I just have an... Now like this, we go the 18 December.
I'm sure it's because of the construction.
They should work day and night now. They should shorten the days now. December is Christmas is coming. The traffic has almost started. It's making Lagos worse off and there about also.
Wow.
Construction everywhere. Yaba Road is worked on. Yeah, Unilag is worked on. Where again? I don't know. It's like maybe we'll pack and leave Lagos first. When they finish repairing Lagos, we'll come back.
That's not a bad idea, but I feel your pain.
I don't know.
We feel your pain. I know they're listening. They should do something. I mean,
no contract at the same time. Rumors is going on that the one they gave the contract road from Fimbas Road, that the man is late. How treated, I don't know yet.
Okay.
Because now it's like their contractor is leaving, their tractors.
Okay.
They're leaving the same bit by bit now.
Wow.
The tractors are leaving where they are working.
Wow.
Normally you see like them, the tractors like 5, 6, 7 on the road, and then now hardly you find 2, 3 or thereabouts. So. So that's telling us that something, that money is not coming, or it's, one to one thing.
Yeah,
obviously
it's going to be delayed.
Wow.
Riwa, sorry, man. Really appreciate you for sharing that with us, and we can feel your pain.
Absolutely.
I mean, I saw a documentary of how, you know, Saina climbs, how they could repair roads. They could do several kilometers or several miles of a road in a night. They just, you know, by morning, you know, by night, they're doing the work. By morning, people wake up and realize that the road has been changed.
Done.
And nobody even gets affected. How come? I won't say anything. I will be forming mega city. Now, what did the pain for Lagos pass be? That's, you know, say we are proud. Yes, it's good to be proud of what you are. You know, they say if you don't have what you like what you have. So what you have becomes what you like. You give me, you feel me? Yeah. I guess that's the situation. I also share that opinion.
Yeah.
But the truth is, we cannot keep deceiving ourselves. Mega city, oh, great city, biggest city in, oh, most advanced city in Nigeria. It's the people. It's mostly in terms of, not every area. Let me just leave it like that. People struggling now because you are constructing road.
Putting people in misery.
If you're in the traffic, sorry, man. Sorry.
We're feeling your pain this morning. We actually really do.
Yeah.
We really do. And we're sorry that you're going through this.
0700-993-993-993 right after the break. And may all your Christmases be white. Well, what if that song was sung I'm dreaming of a black Christmas. What would you, how would that feel? Just say. But that's a beautiful piece of music. But you know, when we talk about Christmas and then we listen to some songs and then we sing along, you know, we talk about snow and stuff. No, we shouldn't be doing that in Africa. I mean, we should be talking about Harmattan, you know, talking about, you know, chicken and rice. We should be talking about, yeah, I mean, once you're in Africa, you don't, there's no snow here, man. There's no snow.
So you can't be saying white snow.
You can't be saying white Christmas. It's got to be something else. Sunny Christmas. What else again? What, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying generally, you know, we should own our own. We should add our own, you know, culture into it. Just thinking aloud, guys. But hey, welcome back. It felt like we're starting the show all over. But hey, that's how it is these days, right?
All right. Welcome back. Lagos is Nigeria. Info 99.3. You were hanging out with the Techies on What's Up Lagos. Of course, it's still the feel of Lagos. You can hit us up right now and tell us how you're doing, what is going on around your area. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message? You can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805.
And we have a few WhatsApp messages. Yes. Okay, and this one here says, good morning, the Techies. Have a funky, freaky Friday. Enjoy this. It's your fan, Ayo, from Ayobo.
Hi, Ayo.
Thank you. All right, another here says, Collings and Andrea, I don't care anymore. I'm going to blow up the NEPA office in my neighborhood. Ejo.
Blow up?
Ejo.
Is it with blum blow?
Oh, we're begging.
Is it, what do you mean by blow? You want to blow air? Please, I don't blow. Please don't blow up. I know the pain. I know, but don't blow up. Dialogue is the best answer.
It probably your area has got no light. What area is that, please? If you are the one who sends that message saying that you want to blow up your NEPA office or your, please do let us know what area.
All right, guys, with that message, we have come to the last 45 or 15 minutes of the show, of course, sponsored by, I almost said, by CUDA Microfinance Bank. It is the CUDA Game Show.
And you know how this runs. Remember that you need to have your CUDA account activated for you to be, for you to play the game, right?
Yeah, that's right. Also, if you have played this week, if you have played at all, please don't bother trying to call to play. I mean, let others play, all right? We noticed some people had to play twice when people are struggling to call. And you know that is the fifth call will peak. So most times, some people will try more than 5, 6, 7, 10 times before they get to connect. So you can't be connecting twice when others haven't gotten the opportunity. Don't be selfish, all right? Take a pause. If you've played this week, don't try it. Don't come back here. All right, for now, just listen and enjoy the game, all right?
That's right. We'll hear from our sponsors, and afterwards, we'll give you the instructions, the rules of the game. And then we'll start the game. Stick around.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, good. Welcome back. It's the CUDA Game Show, and we're set to play. So, the rules are very simple. You heard Andrea mention that you must have a CUDA Microfinance Bank app, and you must be verified by linking your BVN and ID card. All right? That is the prerequisite to be able to what? Play the game right here.
Right, and if you're caller number 5, you will be guaranteed 1,000 Naira into your account, right? That means we're going to pick 1, 2, 3, 4, and the 5th caller would be our lucky caller. And then you can answer the rest of the questions to win yourself 20,000 Naira. But you have the opportunity to either bank it or play on. So if you get to a stage where you've won like 7,000 Naira, we'll ask you if you want to bank that or continue playing.
And when the question 1 is 1,000 Naira is guaranteed, question 2 is 2,000 Naira, question 3 is 5,000 Naira, question 4 is 7,000 Naira, question 5 is 10,000 Naira, question 6, 13, 7, 15, 8, 17, and 9, 20.
Wow. All right. 0700-993-993-993.
Is the CUDA Game Show. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You were caller number 1. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you were caller number two. Good morning. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You were caller number four. Thank you for calling.
Three.
Oh, sorry. Three.
All right. We're going on gradually. Can't wait.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. You were caller number four. Right, we have caller number five. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alone. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Kuda.
My name is Lillian.
Oh, hi, Lillian. Oh, welcome.
First, welcome indeed.
Welcome. So when I say Kuda, you say Bank of the Free. Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Okay. Do you have your app and are you verified? I can't believe that.
All right, what's going to happen is there's a free slot. So the next call we take right now is going to play because the last caller, I don't know what happened. We can't go all five now. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Hello.
Hello.
What a lock. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lego?
Just alone. Oh.
Lucky you. Lucky you.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
What's your name?
I'm Blessing from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Blessing. Kuda?
Bank of the Free.
Yes.
Blessing, have you played before?
No, I haven't played before. I've been trying, so.
All right.
Thank God it's meaningful.
So, congratulations. You got this, this is a wild card, if you like. So, welcome indeed. So, let's play. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to play.
Okay, let's see. You have your account, right? And your account is verified?
Yes, I've had it for a long time.
All right, that's great. Okay.
All right, your time starts now.
Okay.
All right, how many... okay, I'll take that again. Your question is, who is the tallest man in Nigeria? A, Mohamed Bonza. B, Kanu Wankwo. C, Afiz Agoro Olamide. D, Fatai Odewumi.
C.
Say that again.
C.
C. Afiz Agoro Oladimeji.
Yes, yes.
All right, correct. Your next question. What is the second largest continent in the world? A. Africa. B. Asia. And C. America.
Please refer the options.
A. Africa. B. Asia. And C. America.
B.
Did you say B?
Yes, B.
Second largest.
Yes, B.
Okay.
Right.
And that is wrong.
So you go back to 1,000 there. Hang on, someone will get your number.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. So we're going next to the next round. Yep. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You were caller number one. Thank you for calling. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Yeah.
Good morning. You're caller number two. Hi, good morning. Caller number three. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You're caller number four. And hey.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, caller number five. Good morning. Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, good morning.
Aha, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Welcome indeed. You're caller number five. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Rita.
Rita, have you played before?
No, sir.
Do you have a Kuda Bank and your account verified?
Yes, I do.
Are you sure?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. So let's play. First of all, congratulations. You have a guaranteed 1,000 Naira. And
okay, thank you.
You are opting to play now. So your question goes, your first question is, when was Facebook founded? A, 2008. B, 2006. C, 2004.
2006.
Final answer?
Yes.
That's not correct. That's not correct. Wow, you have to go back. All right, congratulations to you. At least you still have your 1K.
So somebody would get your contact.
Oh, la la.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Let's get back to the next round, right?
Right. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Caller number one. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number two. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number three. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Aha, you were calling number four. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Woo, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Your caller number five. So we say Kuda.
Bank of the Free.
Absolutely. Now, what's your name? Yeah. And do you have your account activated?
Yes, my name is Charles.
All right, welcome, Charles.
Okay.
Great.
And you have verified your account, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's play.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, your first question. Please hang on a bit. All right, your first question. Who was known as the king of Afrobeat in Nigeria?
Oh.
No options for this one.
No option.
No options.
King of Afrobeat.
Okay, should I say Fela?
Aha, uh-huh, you're correct.
That's correct. Okay. So why were you doubting yourself? All right, do you want to continue playing or you want to bank that? You have 2,000 naira now.
Let's go ahead. Let's continue.
Okay. Right. Now, your next question. What is the motto of Nigeria? Unity and faith, peace and progress. Faith, peace, that's B. And then unity and progress, that's C. And D, unity.
That first option.
Unity and faith, peace and progress. Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, guys, say it. Yeah. They're answering for you. Say it now.
Collins,
what is the answer?
You want an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get that.
All right. Do you want to bank or still play?
Let's continue. Let's continue.
Your next question. How many regional divisions does Africa have? A, 6 regional divisions. B, 7 regional divisions. C, 8 regional divisions, and D, 10 regional divisions.
Sorry, the options again, sorry.
The question, how many regional divisions does Africa have? A, 6 regional divisions. B, 7 regional divisions. C, 8 regional divisions, and D, 10 regional divisions.
I think it should be 6.
All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So you're on 7,000 naira now. Do you still want to continue or bank? Let's continue. Remember, if you miss the question, you go back to 1,000 naira.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
No. We are playing. You miss this next question, you're going back to 1,000 naira.
Ah.
Yeah, so are you ready? Should we go ahead?
I better give me the 7,000.
All right, so you're going to bank it. All right, great. So hang on there. Someone will get your number, and then congratulations to you.
Congratulations. Right, so we'll wrap it up.
should we wrap it up or do one more round?
Do we have time for one more round?
Hopefully, if it's quick, let's see. Hi, caller number one. Hello.
Don't be picking my column.
sorry. Caller number two. Caller number three. This one just beep. I mean, I'm not ready to call. 0700-993-993-993. Your caller number four. Aha. Uh-huh. And hello. You're out because you moved your turn down the volume of your radio. Your caller number five. Last one. Hello. Okay, what a lock. See me, I was even trying my best. to squeeze in one more person, but Kojar. So tomorrow on Monday again, we'll be back.
Absolutely, we'll be right back. The Kuda Game Show will be right back on Monday next week, and sure, you might just stand a chance to win yourself 20,000 naira if you get all the questions correctly. But yes, this segment was brought to you by Kuda Microfinance Bank. So we'll be taking a message from them, and then we'll be right back. Stick around. Welcome back, Lagos 11:05 on the clock, and the Funfield Friday edition of Family Talk is live right now. And today we have yet another interesting conversation we are about to have. So if you're a single folk, you're probably in a relationship right now, head close to your radio. If you're also married, we want to also learn from your experience as well. We might also be sharing ours, right, Collins?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So we want to find out just a few things. There has been some kind of rule. Some people go by that rule. Why some people don't go by that rule. They say there's a certain frame or certain time or certain length of years
of time.
Or days or time or whatever that you have to spend in the relationship getting to know someone before you marry them. Now, our question today is, how long do you get to know this your partner before you say, I want to marry you, or let's get married?
Now, must you know?
Why wouldn't you know?
Must you stay long before you get? Is it a necessity?
Does it also determine how successful your marriage would be? That is, how long you'd stay in your courtship period, getting to know each other? Does that play a huge role as to how successful your marriage would be?
Oh, better put, how? What role does it play? Does it have a role to play? Does it help in any way? Does it help your relationship in any way? Are we saying that if people meet today, 2 months after they get married, they would have issues? Or are we just saying that if people have known themselves for a long time, they can't have issues? Man.
Now, in relation to that, a certain marriage counselor or therapist, Dr. Nelson, explained something. He says there's no magic time frame where a couple should date before the engagement. But the rule for any happy, successful marriage is to realize this. Now, he says all couples go through a romantic love phase. And he says this lasts for about 2 days to 26 months. And then the couple would enter into the power struggle or the conflict phase of their relationship. Bang. And he says this is natural and probably would last for the rest of the marriage or even forever. So this made me realize that, okay, from that 2 days to 26 months where there's the sugar rush, where you are still loving, lovey-dovey yourself, it's probably not the right time to jump into the marriage. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that it's because at that point you have not got into the struggle phase.
Your eye has not opened.
Your eyes are not in that struggle phase yet. So you don't know how you'll be able to manage the struggle phase with this person, you know, before, you know, getting them settled. Because definitely if you are settled with that person, you still get to that phase of the struggle, right?
Well, that's right. And I kind of agree with you on that. But at the end of the day, you know, my position again is still the fact that you cannot determine how a person reacts when life happens. So all of these things become null and void if something happens. And, you know, it's still dependent on how that person reacts to life itself and what it brings. How both of you react to life itself and what it brings to us, to you as a couple. So, guys,
if you want to say, if you were to say how long should a person get to know you or get to know, how long do you get to know a person first before settling down?
What is it you want to know about the person? How long will it take for you to know that? Can you even know a person really? If you like spend 10, 20 years trying to know a person, would you really know that person 60%? I doubt. So what's the point? I believe that the length of time doesn't matter.
So if I see you in 2 days and my heart's zing bing bing with you, and you know, I must marry you right now.
My 2 days, we're not talking about it.
I think that there's some kind of basic time.
Let me put some time to it, but okay. I just need to make a point that, see, it doesn't really matter how long or short, but you know, it's fair to say that if you spent at least like a year or thereabout, you know, and you've spent, some people have spent years, but they do not create an atmosphere that would lead them to knowing each other. You can spend years living fake or only connecting whenever you feel, I mean, only showing the good sides of both sides. All right. But some people can create an atmosphere that promotes them knowing each other.
Yeah.
Knowing their attitude, what they hate, what they like, where they're from, you know, their history. Because these are things that are paramount, you know, if you are going to stay the rest of your life with somebody.
True.
So I think it has to do with the relationship itself. If a relationship, you can spend, you can spend 6 months and you will know each other well enough to get married. You can spend a week, depending on how fast, or a month, let me say a month. And you still know yourself. That's what I believe. I may be wrong, but that's what I believe. So to me, it depends on the relationship. But I would say a year is fair enough for you to like want to make that decision.
Okay, a year, Colin says, is fair enough. What is fair enough for you? 0700 993 993 993, and the female only line is 01465 7190.
For WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. If you'd like to send a WhatsApp, that's the number. We're also live on Facebook and YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. That's on Facebook, and that's Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. Oh, we have Lakon joining us now. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Lakon. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, just alive. Let's talk.
All right. About the, I want to contribute on the topic going on.
Go ahead.
All right. It's good to know each other before putting each other in the home.
For how long?
Like for me, me and my spouse, we spent up to 6 years before we got married.
Okay.
And when we met each other, I don't have anything. We struggled it together. Because I don't want something that, when it is done, so, you know, women, most women love someone because of money. But when you're struggling, hustling, and you see partner hustling together with you, by your side. No. You are doing better, good to go.
Okay. So, what is the time frame?
As with like me, I would suggest if people can just go on a courtship, know each other for at least 2 years. At least. They will know more, because there are some things that the woman would do that you will not know, that you will not know when he's about to do it. But if you just say, they wanted to,
hello, we're here with you. We're here.
If you just said, okay, we want to date for 3 months and let's just get married. There are some secrets that you guys will be hiding. There are some attitude you, man and woman, will be hiding.
All right. Thank you, Lakon. You made your point.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome.
Sorry, I'm a first time caller. So
yeah, we know.
Okay, we get it. Welcome.
Welcome indeed.
Thank you. All right, my name is Obunnaya.
All right, welcome,
Obunnaya. I'm a bishop.
Okay.
In church. So what I want to say regarding this topic is that there is no specific time that is best or sufficient for two people dating each other or courting each other to get married. There is. So just like the guy is saying, that it depends on the atmosphere, the environment, and the way they relate with each other. So, but you can't say 1 week might be too small. But at least a couple of months, might be fine. And then maybe a year. I've seen people who have dated for 5 years and they got married, the marriage didn't stay up to a year. I've seen some people who dated for 9 years and they got married, the marriage didn't stay up to a year. So marriage and dating, courting, they are all totally different things.
Yeah.
So it depends on the your orientation and then the maturity with which you come into that relationship, as well as your expectations.
True.
And also, if during the time of that dating and courting, if you are not honest to each other and open, then you are going to create a problem. I know once someone's trust is broken, it's going to take a lot of effort and resources
to put it back.
So, and in most cases, these are the what I've noticed in counseling with couples who are having challenges in their marriages. At the time that they are dating and they're courting, they look away or they are distracted by sex, and as such, they hardly discuss the most important things in that relationship. They just go into sex, and once that happens, then they forget about their brother, and that is what they now call love, that they are in love. So, but if they take their time to discuss about each other, there are things to know. You can't actually know
a person fully.
In fact, the true character of that person will come out when you are now officially married.
That's right. Well said, Ogbonaya, and I agree with a lot of your points.
Okay. I also think that to some extent, having this time frame puts some people under some kind of pressure. It does, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. Okay, let's take Abiodo first.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, detective. How are you doing today?
We're doing
great.
Good.
Good morning.
Yeah, discussing a very interesting topic.
Thank you.
In all honesty, there is no adequate, let me just say, there is no time that you spend in a relationship that you get to know each other 100%.
That's right.
However, there is need to for us to balance it. Now, personally, from the experiences I have had, I think the minimum period should be 6 months to 1 year. It could be more.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I want to advise singles. When you meet somebody who said he or she is single, and the person is rushing you 2-3 months into the relationship, stampeding you into taking marital decisions, it's a red flag. You need to watch it. Most of the time, by the time the marriage is concluded, a lot of things get unfolded and you say, I die no. So there is need for us to allow time. Time has a way of proving the validity of many things. Even the truth in so-called relationships will reveal a lot of things. So we shouldn't joke with it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Well said. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Time has a way of, testing the validity
of what you say you have for that individual.
That's
the kind of love you say you have and the likes.
Absolutely.
That made sense. That made quite a lot of sense. I agree with him as well. I actually do. 0700-993-993-993. We have
Osaz
on the line from Lekki.
Hi, Osaz. All right, Osaz getting set to... Okay, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Saz. Are you there? Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm hearing you.
All
right. Finally.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
What's up, baby?
Yes. Yes! Cheers to life!
Mr. Collins and Andrew, God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. What says?
Yeah, what I want to say, the second to the last caller, I've already said so.
Okay.
So, but what I'm saying that, like my wife, I met her like about 2 years, Then I stayed with her. We stayed together. She stayed with me. Okay. And after 2 years.
Hmm.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, yeah. Yes, indeed.
So, they got to know each other better. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm trying to bring that she listens to her. And I don't want to be your voice. This one. Do you understand?
Mm.
Everything is money. Do you understand?
Mm. Yes.
So, now, this will be with my wife, and I feel that, okay, now, yeah.
Hey, your network is not so clear at the moment. Hello, Doris. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Okay. I would say, sincerely speaking, you see, this cutting for so long most times does not help marriage. Because, sincerely, the marriage itself is when the two of you are truly married and you're together.
Mm.
Most times, this cutting don't tell who you are or who your partner is.
Mm.
You don't get the real person until, in fact, you'll be amazed that you've caught the person for 4 years and you're married just in different character, just spring up from nowhere.
Uh-huh.
I've been married for 13 years and I caught my husband just between 6 and 7 months. Between 6 and 7 months, we got married. And I've been in the marriage for 13 years now and I'm happy. Sincerely, it's a lovely man. Now, the only thing I say in marriage is when you're going into it at first, know what you want. And when I say know what you want, I'm not talking of money, the guy needs to be tall and so on. No, for me, then with my friend, when we talk, I said, I just want a responsible man.
Hmm.
And they always ask me, what is your responsible man? I say, any man for me, any man that is tagging, me, I don't want. If I always tell them, I said, me, I don't want. And then when I come to visit you, I should see a fatherly thing. You should be able to sweep your room.
Mm.
You should be able to wash your plate.
Mm.
As a man, I said, so those are the things for me.
Mm.
And so sincerely, the person I met, we just got for the seventh month I was married.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in the marriage for 13 years. So for me, and sincerely, when I caught him, all, I didn't even know so much about it because I was staying on the mainland. He was living on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the time, you know, we did this in church, courtship, and his church was City of David. And me and my, within church was on the mainland. He had to come for marriage counseling. So we're not seeing ourselves so much. Sincerely, I have no regrets.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I have no regrets. I can tell you, if you like, caught the man for 7 years, I can tell you for free, you will not know his character until you marry him.
That's
if
right.
If you like, caught the lady for 10 years, you will not know that person's true character. You see, we have a way of keeping that one until we get into the marriage.
That's right.
Both male and female, we have a way of keeping that real side
of us
until we are in the marriage. So for me, it's not about time. Just know what you want. I'm not this. I'm not. When I say know what you want, not all this money and some tall, heel, straight leg, bow leg. No, those are not the things. This one is that love does not keep marriage. Love does not keep marriage.
Wow.
Love does not keep marriage. When you are in it, you know love is not enough.
That's
to
right.
keep marriage. There are other things that keep marriage more than love.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doris. Wow.
So she's on that
the side.
Side that says, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be too long.
I kind of like, I'm tilting towards that side. You know, I just had to mention some time. It doesn't matter. Because you can't know a person. You can't. And then more so, courtship limits you. Marriage is well to wale to wale. You are there. It limits you. You still have one mind. You still have one mind in courtship. There's nothing like, oh, it's just the love that is in your eyes. Be like, oh, that is where I would die. When you're married, you now say this way I would die. That's when you know that what you're saying is really. Because the truth is, you cannot know a person.
Yeah, actually. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Well, what's up, Lagos is the password, madam.
Okay. What's up, Lagos?
Share the line.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just want to contribute a bit to the what you're discussing.
Right.
I beg to differ, honestly.
Okay.
This thing that a lot of people think that you cannot know somebody's character until you marry that person is not correct.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard stories. I have interacted with a lot of ladies who are in miserable marriages, and one thing has always been consistent: the signs were always there.
Mm.
You see, you might not see the full complement of somebody's character, but there are
things that are called red flags.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, if somebody tells lies, you don't need to want to know whether, oh, there are other things there, because you know that when somebody tells lies, there are likely to be other things. So you look for symptoms of a disease or a disorder. So you don't necessarily have to see everything. But the problem with ladies is that they just dismiss these red flags as something else, or they make excuses for it, and then they now go into marriage. I know that some men can pretend very, very well. They can act very well to get the lady that they want. But I tell you that, you know, a lot of ladies, they anesthetize themselves so that they don't, they deliberately don't want to see what is even obvious. So it is not correct. It is not correct that you cannot know somebody's character until you marry that person. I mean, that is why you date. That is why there is courtship.
So how long, that courtship you mentioned, how long is it supposed to take?
Now, depending on how keen you are in your observation, depending on how diligent you are in what you're looking for, let me tell you, in 1 year, you would know the type of person you are dating. Okay. Honestly, you will know the type of person you are dating if you are honest with yourself.
Okay.
You know, it might be in the person's reaction to events. It might be in the way the person talks. It might be in the, you know, there are different ways of actually knowing somebody's character.
All right. Well said.
Okay, Esther is on the line.
Esther. Sorry, Esther.
All right, you can call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. We're going on a break shortly, but we have a message here coming from, let me see, Fua, right? It says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Courtship has nothing to do with his how long, but the secret is that if the right man meets the right woman, things work out and marriage is sweet.
Bam! That's another perspective.
Okay. Let's see if we have time to take this on before we go on a break. I'm not sure that we do. We need to go on a break quickly, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Stick around, Lagos.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's 11:34. That's 26 minutes to the top of the hour. And you're live on What's Up Lagos. It is a family talk, fun-filled edition of the show. And today, we have yet another conversation going on. Lagos has been talking.
Absolutely. We're asking you, what is the time frame that you need to be in with that person you love before you say you want to marry them? How long should a courtship last for? How long should the dating phase and the likes last for before you get married to a person? Now, the last caller said something. She talked so much about, was it the last caller or before the last? She talked so much about you knowing the person, that you would see signs, you would know there's some key element, the things that you can see. Now, to some extent, I agree with that. Why I said so is that there are people, well, you can only achieve that if you are intentionally dating. Right? Yeah. Now, many people don't go into relationship intentionally.
Yeah.
So if you are not intentionally dating, is
you may not see
you
Jack.
May not, exactly. And most people just go into relationship. Oh, I like this person. I like this person. Looks good. Okay, let's go into the relationship. And they're there 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. And then we're looking like, ah, we're being together for 1 year now. Ah, let's get married. What's
now?
Next? And then forgetting that you were not intentional about going into that relationship. It's just towards the, you know, very late phase. Or maybe 3 months in a relationship, or maybe a month in a relationship, or thereabout, and they'd be like, ah, what are we even doing?
Yeah.
And then it dawns on you that, but I'm in a relationship with this guy now. Oh, I'm in a relationship with this babe now. So what are we doing? You were not intentional. So if you go into a relationship without intentionality,
yeah,
it's difficult for you to figure out, or you know, look at those signs
those
and symptoms, or those things that you actually would want, or how you want a marriage to look like, or how not, you know, you want a marriage to look like.
I totally agree with you. You have to be intentional. And one good thing, again, the last two callers are kind of like, so far the callers, each caller has, you know, it's not like everyone has their own point.
Yeah.
Remember the last caller just before the one you talked about, talked about the fact that it doesn't matter, you can't know a person, and that's the truth. You know, that's what she said.
Yeah.
And said she only got to know the husband for like 6 months, and then she's 13 years in the marriage. And it was in the marriage that they, of course, they get to find
each other out, or get to know each other.
saying that, I mean, like another person sent a message that if you meet the right man meets the right woman,
And everything goes well.
It can be that day. They run the matter.
All right,
the phone lines are buzzing.
Your phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Eze calling from Odogwolu.
Welcome, Eze. Right.
Yes, when I want to marry, me and my wife courted for 2 years.
Okay.
But I did not know her character until after our fifth child, before I fully know her character.
Wow.
Mm. And it was war. Hey, come and see now. Lagos babe. And change her for me. You know, we village guys now. We don't know much about life now. And I come about the whole thing. I was thinking that this one is a jackpot. And I don't know say now I'll come.
Ah.
So Lagos babe, hey, don't fear them or run away.
So how long should you date the person before you get married?
I've married for 24 years now, but it's not easy to marry a Lagos babe. Hey.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. You said you did 2 years.
Okay, Sean on, Sean on WhatsApp here says, hi, the tech is what's up, Lagos. Please, as per the topic, it's not until you cut for 15 million years that will determine the person's character. The thing is, once you are married, whether male or female, there would always be a sense of entitlement, and this leads to misbehavior. He says, please, let me give an instance. There are people who get married, and after marriage, they discover the other party maybe homosexual. How do we deduce that?
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay, another here says, Another here says, I just believe you go for it even after seeing the signs. So even if you're good with it, go for it. This is Patrick from Ogba.
All right.
Another here says, this is Michael from Lekki says, dear Techers, I'm a very bitter, broken man from my experience. I would like to say you really need time to see if you can accommodate all the baggage she might be bringing in. My submission, just make money. Never give her too much attention unless she really craves for it. Instead, take your attention outside. Says women have PhD in behavioral pretense. Only God, please don't generalize. All right.
No, I mean, you should understand his position, that he's speaking from his own personal experience.
He said women.
Yeah, I know, but
That's why I said do not generalize. Yes. Of course, he's speaking from his experience, but he doesn't make that experience every other person's experience.
What I heard is a person who is pained, and he's speaking from a point of anger and pain, and he's advising based on that. And that's the situation with most people out there. You face something, and then that you speak based on that. So I understand him in his position. Yes, it's not right to generalize. Mm-hmm. Like, I agree with him,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, I agree with you on that.
So,
but I also have to, just to address what he has faced.
Mm.
You know, perhaps he's not putting it on his own table what he did wrong,
together. In my practice, right, is what we call cognitive distortion.
Mm.
So, it doesn't mean that we're not acknowledging that he actually is bitter, like from what he said.
Yeah.
But the fact that he has generalized, there's a distortion in the cognition there, and it has to be addressed.
That's right.
Mm.
All right, great. Let's take another call and continue.
Hello.
Hi, Leke, how are you?
Welcome, Leke.
Welcome, Leke. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to contribute to his program.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, even there are some things you should know, even before talking about being in a relationship with somebody.
Mm.
For example, you should know yourself so well.
Yeah.
You know your temperament trait, your love language, your essence of the thing. You know, for me personally, I've been in a relationship with that lady 2 to 3, 4 months. Like, I can't determine whether I can marry that lady, maybe I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
So for me personally, even before talking about knowing another person, you should know yourself very well.
Mm.
You know, it's easy for you to be able to quickly identify and be
if you can somebody. Stay with the person or not.
Mm. So for me, 3, 4, 6 months, it's really determine whether you can take it off or not.
Okay.
For me personally.
All right. Thank you for that, Leke.
All right.
He said, you have to know your own self. And talking about that, Bawo from Ikorodu here says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, Collins. Hello, Andrea. I believe in two things. The quickness of knowing someone is how self-aware they are and how honest they express their self-awareness. So if it's a pure expression of self, the time is shorter. If it's not, there have to be a lot of breaking of walls, says Omo Igote. Secondly, I believe you can never predict a person fully. Who we are last year is slightly different from who we are today.
Right.
But there are core values. It says look for those in respect to what you practice already. Then for the rest, you need to see if the person is willing to improve and if you love the person well enough to wait the process of change. He says, I never marry Sha. With all this plenty explanation.
I mean, it's valid point.
Valid point indeed. Valid point. 0700-993-993-993. We have this one calling, from who now? It says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. No time is ever enough. In fact, you only know yourself more when you are in the marriage. I married my wife 2 weeks and we have been together for 19 years now. Wow. All you need is husband. Love your wife and wife be submissive to your husband. Okay.
Mom, so you knew your wife for 2 weeks and you got married.
Wow.
And then you're 19 years in the marriage now.
Wow. 1 week.
Following the rule of love your wife and wife submit to your husband.
Okay.
You must have gotten the interpretation right. Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good
morning. This is James from Solo.
Welcome, James from Solo.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Alive.
Now, I want to support what one caller, a lady, said.
Mm-hmm.
1 year is enough to know the character of a person.
Mm.
So even 6 months, but that, let us say 1 year, minimum 1 year.
All right.
But situation where there are some ladies, the very day you call her, she will follow you, go and sleep now. That one, how will you know the character of the person?
Mm.
In that situation, that very day, she's ready to follow you to sleep. So all those things. It's caused by the ladies where they don't want to study the character of the person first.
Okay.
So we should have time to study a minimum of 1 year study the character of the person that you want to raise for your life.
Mm.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
He says 1 year.
1 year. We could take a break from our sponsors right now. Landloto sponsoring the last 15 minutes of the show. And take this message and come back to hear more from you, Lagos. Welcome back. Welcome back. We have 15 more minutes to go. Let's say 14 right now. And we would certainly get to hear a message from our sponsor. But hey, guys, let's take some messages and WhatsApp messages as it were. And also continue to hear from you concerning how long should people know themselves before they can consider getting married? Does it matter?
Does it matter how long?
2 weeks, 1 week, 10 years. Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
You know, 15 years, 5 years. I know you don't understand the Lord of the Rings joke. Okay, let me explain it to you. So there are those people who would engage a person, give them the ring, say, and then they're spending, after that ring, they are waiting for next step, go, wow, next step. Next step, go, Teo, you reach like 5 years, next step. Once you reach 7 years, you're Lord of the Rings.
Let us try to look at it from this point of view. In a sense, okay, for instance, this person wants to have you for the rest of their lives, but they're not ready yet financially. They're not ready yet, you know, but they just want to have you. They don't want to lose you. And so they tell you, okay, take this ring. I'm engaging you to have you in my corner to show that I'm serious with you. I don't want to be with anybody else, but it's just that I'm not financially ready yet. I'm not ready to accommodate you in my house just yet. How about that? I mean, I don't know if that made sense, but I don't know why I'm trying to make excuse for people who keep other ladies, you know, with the ring for 7 years. Anyway.
Well, before you give that ring, is it under pressure? If you do not do it under pressure, you should be ready the next 2 years or thereabouts to go ahead.
Yeah.
Man,
don't
fool
don't give a ring when you're not
hook the person. The person is not carrying, has become Lord of the Ring, you two are Lord of the Ring. No. So that's the concept of Lord of the Ring, just in case. Not the movie. It's actually is actually what we just explained.
Okay, so Jill's plug is here to give us some info on Land Lotto.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great stuff. Great stuff.
How long?
Okay, back to our conversation. So I started feeling guilty. Collins, you actually did that. You pricked me.
Why how?
You pricked me. I don't know, but you just made me feel somehow. So I want to address Michael from Lekki.
All right.
You know, his message. So I'm going to take his message again.
Yeah.
He says, "Dear Techers, I am a very bitter and broken man from my experience. I would like to say you really need time to see if you can accommodate all the baggages she might be bringing in." And he says his submission. Just make money. Never give her too much attention unless she really craves for it. Instead, take your attention outside. It says women have PhD in behavioral pretense. Only God can match the right person. So, I mean, you mentioned that he's in a very bitter state. He's broken, his heart broken due to his experience and all. But I touched more on the fact that he was, you know, generalizing. And maybe that was as a result of what he's experiencing.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to explain is that he has that cognitive distortion, and that could limit him from having an open mind to falling in love again with another woman.
Yeah.
Right. So it's more or less he is self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
Right? From opening his heart to
from
love.
From healing from the experience.
Exactly, you know.
Because if we generalize, it's going to hurt. It's going to mean that every woman is
yeah, exactly. Is like every that, woman can be, or they're all pretending. They're all, you know, carrying, like he said, PhD in behavioral pretense.
Yeah, and also it's only God
only,
that can.
Yeah,
I think that God has done all what he needs to do, really. Mm. It's just for us to make the right decisions, make the right choice. So, yes, I'm happy you brought that back.
I had to. So, Michael, please, I know that you're hurt. I know that you're experiencing a tough time because of what you had experienced in your relationship. But, hey, it's just one woman. There are many other beautiful, awesome women that you can fall in love with and will not have behavioral pretense.
That's right.
Right, so how long?
I'm sure
long?
Michael will be smiling where he is now.
So how long should a person, date a person, how long do you need to stay in a relationship before you get married to a person? How long do you need to know a person before saying you're ready to get married to them?
Yeah, so Lee, let's get back to the call. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Don't forget, this last segment is sponsored by Land Lotto. You heard everything you needed to know about Land Lotto for this December. A lot of wins for you. Let's take a message.
Okay, this message here.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
This is Emmanuel from Lambe.
All right, what's up, Lagos? Emmanuel, it's a Friday.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Let's go, Emmanuel. Yeah.
Concerning what you guys have been talking about, how long and...
Yeah.
So, I just want to say that I don't really think there's an exact
time frame.
Mm. It just depends on the individual, how well built the individual is, whether a person have tried building his mind, educating his mind on going for courtship or marriage or something like that. Because sincerely speaking, many of these problems come due to the fact that we do not educate ourselves enough. We do not try to read books, educate and study more about spouse, study more about the other gender and stuff like that.
Wow.
And also, someone talked about, you may not know. Of course, we won't know. Like, even me, myself, I can say that there are some behaviors that I may later at the end do. But now I can't expect myself doing that then. So there are some things that we discover new things about ourselves.
Yeah.
So there are many things we are meant to educate ourselves on before going into such kind of
relationship,
marriage or courtship that will result into marriage. Courtship that will result into marriage. So that's one thing I feel. So that now determines. So we have to strategically study the individual.
Yeah.
So that now depends the years at which you can spend. If you are wise enough, if you are more built enough to strategically study the individual.
Yeah. Well done.
To strategically study the individual, you now determine how many years you can use, how many months you can use, how many weeks you can use. And also one last thing I just want to say is the reason for educating yourself is important because one, if you just decide to, okay, I want to study this individual, before, because of courtship, most times we believe is to study the individual or to know more about the individual. Okay, now, so if we don't educate ourselves, the problem we'll have, one is we will educate ourselves to be like, we'll educate ourselves on the selfish side, in the sense that we'll most times always want to impose and always want to find what we want in that person, rather than understanding the some prestige, things and making balance into these things.
Okay,
so that's just what I'm saying.
Absolutely, wow. Makes well so said, much man. Sense.
What's your name?
Emmanuel,
right. Well,
thank you,
well
Emmanuel.
Said.
But you know, you can only achieve that if you are intentional.
I mean, that's more like elaborating on the point of intention, being intentional.
So if you're going into a relationship, you have to be intentional about what you want and then what to expect also. Right.
That's right. One last call and possibly get someone to play just a minute.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you as well.
As regards to relationship, nobody has a secret outside spiritual secret. The physical, I've seen in the physical. If I look, as I hear my in-law voice now, calling second, I can give out some characteristics that he has. As from history about his background, also we also give information about him. So I don't think there is much any secret concern. If somebody who is hot tempered, you will know your artist is the natural nature, but it can be changed.
All right. So how long should people stay before they get married?
Because it should not be more than 6 months or a year.
All right. 6 months and a year.
Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time for Just a Minute.
We'll jam this.
Get close to your radio and call the number 0700-993-993-993. It's time for Just a Minute.
Right after a message from our sponsor right here that's talking about Land Lotto for this last 15 minutes.